So I was just looking at this Bible. You know how we joke around a lot up here, have for the last couple of years, about favorite verses? Do you think this might be one of my favorite verses? I was just looking at this going, wow. It is. It is, truthfully. I look forward to sharing this with you this morning. So would you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, you've been hearing Arlene share with us our theme for stewardship for this year, sowing seeds. Sowing seeds. And I think that's such an important concept. It's something that's near and dear to my heart. Both Carolyn and I are pretty committed gardeners. And so when you start talking about sowing seeds, you get our ears, and I'm sure we do with lots of you as well. And it's an apt metaphor, and we're going to explore that with Jesus this morning. But sowing seeds isn't just our stewardship theme for this year here at FHPC. You see, it's our vision for our church all day, every day. Sowing seeds. Remember that brand new mission statement that's out there. Discipleship is all about sowing seeds and praying that they'll grow and produce fruit for the kingdom. More disciples. More disciples. Here's that mission statement. We want to grow and... What did I just do? I mean, look. Having a little mental breakdown here. We're growing as devoted followers of Jesus Christ by making disciples for our Lord and Savior. Excuse me. That's why it's important that we pursue this each one, reach one agenda here. Growing disciples. Adding to the flock, drawing people to Jesus. That's our job. Those are the seeds that we're going to plant. And so we need you to get on board. Your session is calling you. I am calling you. We need you. Get on board. Reach out. Let's do this here. Let's sow some seeds. And Thanksgiving, I think, is an ideal season to think about planting and harvesting. Clearly, that's the natural order of things, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. So that leads me to a question. Do you know the difference between a fruit and a vegetable? Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Botanically, here's the deal. Botanically, a fruit is a seed-bearing structure that develops from the ovary of a flowering plant. Okay, seed-bearing structure that develops from the ovary of a flowering plant, whereas a vegetable is a part of another plant. It might be the roots, it might be the leaves, might be the stems. So seedy outgrowths, if you will, such as apples and avocados, squash, and even tomatoes, believe it or not, are all fruits because they bear seed within themselves. They're all fruits, where roots such as beets, potatoes, turnips, leaves such as spinach, kale, and lettuce, and stems such as celery and broccoli, those are all vegetables. So there's your education for this morning. You're very welcome. Look what you can do with a little Google. It's interesting to me, I think. It's part of what really touched me this week as I was preparing this message. It was interesting to me to learn this. I really didn't know, truthfully, the difference between a fruit and a vegetable. I could have told you that a tomato was a fruit, but I couldn't have told you why. Tomato's an interesting one. Botanically, it's a fruit, but from a culinary perspective, it's like a vegetable. So I learned that this week, and the thing that has stayed with me is that the fruit carries the seed of future generations forward within itself. It has the entire future, if you will, within its skin. And that's much the way the Holy Spirit is with us, right? We carry the Holy Spirit within us, and it is always looking to develop us, to reach out through us, to embrace others, to implant that spirit over in someone else. Now, in John's gospel, Jesus goes to... You knew I'd get here sooner or later, right? In John's gospel, Jesus goes to great length to tell us who he is. Seven times he makes these I am statements. And they're all in John's gospel, and here they are. I am the bread of life. Okay. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there's one last one. One last one, and it's the one that I think we really want to look at today. He says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. And I think this is perhaps the richest and the most compelling of those metaphorical images that he has just shared with us. I am the true vine. Picture the garden before the fall. Imagine what that must have been like. Utterly peaceful, tranquil. There was no violence, there was no savagery. We walked hand in hand in the company of God, and we spoke with God. And we felt his pleasure in his creation, including us. And it was redolent with rich green foliage. At least I imagine that's the way it was. And lush, sweet fruit. We know about that, don't we? So today's passage is a passage about fruit, right? Bearing fruit. Jesus talks about the vine and the branches. It's about bearing fruit. But ultimately, it's about relationships, you see. Father and son, there's one relationship. The father prunes the suckers, if you will, the things that are growing out that aren't good for the plant. The father prunes them so the plant can focus the vine's energies and produce more stuff. That's the father's job. Maybe a little painful, that pruning, but it's healthy. It's good for the plant, and the plant develops as a result of that. And it's about the relationship between the son and the disciples. The son says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. I don't know about you, but I forget that periodically. I get my vininess out in front of my branchiness. It's never a good thing. This points to the necessity of a holistic relationship with Jesus, an understanding that everything comes from him. The strength that we have, the nurture that we need, it all comes from Jesus. He's the vine. We're just the branches out here. We have an important job, but he has the critical one. And the branch cannot bear fruit unless it's drawing sustenance from the vine. If we get too far from Jesus, if we distance ourselves from him, if we turn away from our devotionals and our prayers and from scripture and what have you, and attending worship in the company of our fellow believers, we can get lost and we can stop bearing fruit. Because we've lost that connection with the vine, you see. And Jesus, in this passage, reveals a great truth about human life. Apart from me, he says, you can do nothing. Nothing. Not very little, not just a bit, not just some, not poorly. Apart from me, says Jesus, you can do nothing. We do well to remember that. We do well to remember how dependent we are upon him. However, he says, those who abide in me, great old word, isn't it? It's a word we don't use much anymore. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. There's the opposite side. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But those who abide in me, oh boy, they're going to bear much fruit. This word abide occurs in this passage seven times. Seven times. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I don't know if you've ever really thought about it. It's a great old word. It really means remain or rest or reside. That's what abide is. To remain in Jesus, to rest in Jesus, to just reside within him. It's a picture, I think, that Jesus draws of luxury and abundance, of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness in the relationship between the true vine and these branches that abide. That's where our fruitfulness comes from abiding in Jesus. No matter how much we desire to produce fruit on our own, we simply can't do it. And let's talk about fruit that abides and fruit that doesn't. In our day and age, when we go to the grocery store, we find a lot of fruit that hasn't abided long enough, don't we? In these factory farming days when things are picked, I have a particular love of peaches. And if you share that, you know how frustrating it is to go to the grocery store because they're all like golf balls. They're really hard. And so you take them home and you put them in a brown paper bag, right, so that those pheromones will get out there and they will start to ripen. And about half the time, then you cut into it and it's real grainy and dry. And you go, what is that? That's a fruit that has not abided long enough on the branch. You know, and there's lots of them out there. Think about tomatoes, right? You'd picture, I love tomatoes, picture just a ripe, vine-grown tomato, right? And you cut into it, and it's that fabulous, luxuriant red inside, right? Now think about the one you got in the grocery store last week when you cut it open and it was white inside. God don't make no white tomatoes. What's up with that? That's a tomato that didn't abide long enough, right? That's what happens when you're taken from the vine too early. You're immature. You are not fruitful. You are fruitless. And so there's a non-abiding fruit. Where is an abiding fruit? Oh, that tomato I was describing, that really ripe red one. There's something that abided. It's the same with us. If we pull ourselves from that vine too quickly, if we go off in haste and haven't made that connection and don't have that relationship with Jesus, our fruit is immature and hard and not valuable and not fruitful. That's the difference between an abiding and a non-abiding fruit. We want to be abiding fruit. We need to remain in connection with that vine. We need to draw from it our sustenance, our source of energy. Can we find ourselves in this imagery? I sure can. I sure can. Do we mistake sometimes our branchiness for vininess? Oh, yes. Yeah, you and me both. All right? Do we pursue our own agendas? Do we become fruitless despite the best of intentions because, oh yeah, apart from me, you can do nothing, nothing. And if so, if that's the case, right, if we do depart from Jesus, if we pull ourselves away from that vine, right, he tells us, verse 6, he says to us, let me find the exact language for you. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. No, thank you. No, thank you. And I suspect you would say the same. That's from not abiding. That branch is thrown away and it's burned because it has no value in God's kingdom. But that branch that abides, oh my gosh, and produces that fruit, that has infinite value to God's kingdom. And that's what we're doing here in this stewardship season. That's what this planting seeds is all about. It's about producing fruit, fruit that lasts, fruit that has real value. There's a rich promise. There's a rich promise in this text. I just don't want you to miss it. He says, those who abide will bear much fruit. All you have to do is abide. You don't have to generate it. You don't have to do the work. Once again, this is Jesus at work in us. All you need to do is abide, and he will do that within you. You will bear much fruit. So what does that abiding in Jesus look like? What are the hallmarks of abiding in Jesus? What are those prompts that help us to have a deeper relationship with him? Well, there's seeking wisdom through Scripture. There's one. Abiding in Jesus through the Word. That'll help you bear fruit. There's seeking guidance through prayer. Another good alternative. Turning to Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit and asking him, what is it you would have me do this day? What might I do to bear fruit for your kingdom? What might I do to bring joy to your heart, Jesus? There's drawing nurture from the Holy Spirit, leaning on that Holy Spirit, recognizing that we can't go anywhere in our own strength. We go in the strength of the Holy Spirit that moves us on those wings. There's searching out our place in Christ's kingdom. Where do we belong? What are we called to do? If we're producing fruit, where are we to distribute it? What is our place in the kingdom? Great question to ask. We've been through this. We've been given different gifts, right? We've all been given gifts. Each of us has been given gifts, without exception. But they're different gifts. We heard George is on display earlier today. We've heard Debbie. Did you see Debbie on the cello? So, Debbie, is there an instrument you can't play? The bagpipes. I know you can't play the bagpipes. Can you? I know Phil can, yeah. Phil, the formerly Jewish bagpipe player. How does that work? But we have that. Searching out our place in Christ's kingdom. Where's your place? How can you contribute to the kingdom here? What fruit can you bear here at FHPC, through FHPC, for out there in Fountain Hills? Ask yourself that question during this season. Are you stewarding your gifts? Are you growing as a devoted follower of Jesus Christ by making disciples for our Lord and Savior? That's fruitfulness. Maintaining a right relationship between the vine and the branch. That's what it's all about. The result, Jesus gives it to us in verses 7 through 9. Let me find them here for you. He says, who made this print so much smaller? Oh, there we go. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. There you go. That's the result. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. And what does that fruit of the working of Jesus Christ in our lives look like? Well, we've been there. We were there not too long ago. Remember that discussion we had for several weeks about the fruit of the Spirit? That's exactly what it looks like. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Come on, do this with me. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That, says Jesus in Matthew's gospel, produces fruit that's recognizable. He says, you will know them by their fruits. If those are our fruits, we are indeed an asset to the kingdom. If we take Jesus at his word, we have to ask ourselves a few questions this morning. If we're sowing seeds, and we all are, what kind of seeds are we sowing? Are we sowing seeds of love, joy, peace, patience, those sorts of things? Or are we sowing seeds of bitterness and anger and hostility? There's a lot of that going on out here, isn't there? What kind of seeds are you sowing? What crop are you producing? And how are we caring for the growth of those seeds that we're sowing? If you're reaching out, if you take this challenge that each one reach one, and if you're reaching out, then there's going to be an obligation to nurture that person. If they're responding to you, if you start them along the way, then you're going to have to continue to hold their hand, to nurture them, to draw them into the kingdom through your love and your care. That's what a gardener does, right? Prunes that the plant might grow. And how about these? Are we being fruitful in our lives? Or are we being unproductive for Jesus? Ask yourself that question this morning. And if we are, if we're being fruitful, and I pray that we are, what are the qualities of our fruit? Are we firm and ripe to the touch? Or are we hard with immaturity? Are we mushy with rot? Have we abided long enough? Are we rich and sweet to the taste? Or are we thin and bitter? Think about that. The answer to this, Jesus tells us, lies in yet another question. Are we trusting in the exertion of our own strengths to generate the produce of our lives? Or have we learned the great secret of abiding in the true vine, the one whose fruit is that fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, etc., etc.? This is all about relationships. I told you that. Looks like fruit, but it's about relationships. It's the relationships that produce the fruit. In verse 16, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. There's a relationship. How does that make you feel? It should make you feel great. The Lord of the universe chose you. And I appointed you, here comes the other side, I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. If we are bearing this fruit because we are in right relationship with the vine, then we'll bear fruit that lasts, and the Father will give us anything that we ask for in Jesus' name. How powerful is that? That's the product of a right relationship. And it's all about abiding. It's all about abiding. It's about trusting in the power of Jesus. That's what we need to hear today. That's what we need to do today and for all the days of our life. Just trust in Jesus. Abide in Jesus. Let Jesus do that work through us, with us, in us. So what is the fruit that we're cultivating here at FHPC? There's the question for the morning. What's the fruit that we're cultivating here? Are the seeds we're sowing producing fruit that lasts? I pray that that's the case. I pray desperately that that's the case. How do we taste to those around us? How do we taste to this community here? Are we attractive and winsome and flavorful? Well, here's how you find out. Go ask a few of them to join you. God bless you as you do so. Amen. Let us listen in silence for a moment for what the Spirit may be saying to each of our hearts.